USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is calling on Georgia's governor and secretary of state to further investigate allegations of voter fraud in their state. The president tweeted Saturday asking why Governor Brian Kemp hasn't called for a signature verification for absentee ballots. Congressman Jody Heiss says the president isn't the only one who wants to see activity from the state's elected leaders on this matter. He tells Newsmax TV that he's had plenty of constituents express their concern over the allegations of voter fraud.
There's no question. The president's he's deeply concerned and disturbed with the inactivity of the state leaders to address apparent voter fraud in the state. And I must say, Rob, that the president's not the only one. I have been inundated. I spoke just a little while ago at a different rally taking place in another part of the state. People are deeply concerned. They're upset.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Doctors in Connecticut are asking for tighter coronavirus restrictions as healthcare systems are being overwhelmed by patients. Kenneth Burns has the story from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
Doctors in Connecticut asked their governor, Ned Lamont, to shut down indoor dining and gyms to stop the spread of the coronavirus. That letter was spearheaded by Dr. Luke Davis, a critical care physician at Yale New Haven Hospital. He told CBS News that he and other hospital staff are getting tired.
It's very difficult disease, and the thing that makes the biggest difference is just not having the hospitals be overloaded, having enough staff to take care of people.
Nearly 700 people signed an online version of the letter.
And Japan's space agency says it has found a capsule full of samples from an asteroid that its probe Hayabusa 2 sent back to Earth. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency said it had spotted the capsule as it landed in a remote area of southern Australia, and an operation to retrieve it is underway. The agency says that they hope the samples gathered from the asteroid Ryugu will offer clues about how our solar system formed. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
One sports league is suing its insurance company after its loss claims were rejected. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Major League Baseball and all 30 of its teams are suing their insurance providers, citing billions of dollars in losses during the 2020 season, played almost entirely without fans due to the coronavirus pandemic. The suit, filed in California Superior Court in Alameda County, says its providers, AIG, Factory Mutual, and Interstate Fire and Casualty Company, have refused to pay claims made by Major League Baseball, despite the league's at-risk policy purchases. Major League Baseball did postpone the beginning of the season, and then once it began, teams were limited to 60 games for the regular season, down from 162. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On the college gridiron Saturday, number 2 Notre Dame beat Syracuse 45-21. A shorthanded number 4 Ohio State pounded Michigan State 52-12. Number 5 Texas A&M topped Auburn 31-20. Number 6 Florida beat Tennessee 31-19. The Gators clinched the SEC East title with the win. Number 12 Indiana held off number 16 Wisconsin 14-6. TCU upset number 15 Oklahoma State 29-22. Number 19 Iowa topped Illinois 35-21. Stanford toppled number 22 Washington 31-26. And number 24 Tulsa hung on to beat Navy 19-6. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.